Freshman Abby Kelly says she was very happy and called her friends to celebrate when she learned Biden will be the nation's 46th president. Kelly says Trump has made the United States more divided than ever, so she hopes having Biden in the White House will lead to progress toward racial and gender equality.
I think that Joe Biden's actually going to lead this country into a direction where there's equality for everybody.
Kelly is a member of the LGBTQ community. With a conservative-leaning Supreme Court, Kelly says she voted for Biden in the hopes he will protect women's rights and reproductive rights. She says the 2020 election was about more than the economy.
I feel like it's just human rights over money. That's like what it comes down to.
Freshman finance major Cameron Atkins says he was disappointed Biden was the Democratic nominee in the first place, since other Democratic primary candidates like Bernie Sanders and Andrew Yang did not win the nomination. Atkins voted for Trump. Atkins says he overlooked some of the president's flaws because of what he sees as pro-American and pro-worker stances.
I think if you look at the numbers of things, that a lot of his policies really did benefit people, even if his rhetoric or how he was portrayed might have seemed contrary to that.
Atkins says as a college student, paying for his education was a huge factor in who he voted for. Atkins believes a successful economy led by Trump could have helped combat student debt.
Student loans, they're just such a ridiculously large burden on the average American, and I think that it's certainly a problem that needs to be addressed.
Yet Atkins is hopeful Biden can be successful in office. Atkins predicts Republicans will hold the Senate, but hopes the future president's moderate stances on the economy will lead to economic progress rather than gridlock in Washington.
He might be able to bridge the gap and maybe try and get some stuff done. I mean, I'm always looking to be pleasantly surprised rather than disappointed, so you can always hope for the best, right?
Matt Doherty is a freshman pre-medicine major. He voted for Biden. Doherty says with the recent confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, he wanted to vote for someone who would protect the environment and basic human rights for women and the LGBTQ community.
I'd rather have someone in office that supports the influence of expanding rights and not trying to take them away based off religious freedom, because human rights trump religious freedoms in my mind.
Like Atkins, Doherty is aware of the rising cost of college, but he thinks Biden is more likely than Trump to help reduce the cost of a college education.
It's good to know that we have a president that's working to lower the price of college. The price we're paying now is a little bit outrageous.
President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are set to be sworn into office on January 20th, 2021. I'm Andrew Destin, WPSU.